This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. So you stop by your favorite restaurant and say to yourself, self, today I'm going to be healthy. Today I'm not going to dump down my throat those two all-beef patties, no matter how yummy that special sauce may be. I'm going to bypass those Italian dishes. Today I'm going to order a salad. Then you sit down with your meal and dig in, congratulating yourself on the new, improved you. Well, first of all, good for you. We all need to be healthier than we are. Second, I think I'll let my guest explain what's second. Cameron Wells has a master's degree in public health, is a registered dietitian, and works with the fine folk at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine based in Washington, D.C. Cameron, welcome to HeartWise.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, we've got our salad at the restaurant and we're feeling pretty good about ourselves, but a recent study released by PCRM, that's the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM, tends to sprinkle a little rain on our parade. Care to explain?
Yes. So we recently completed a report where we looked at the nutrition data for salads that came from more than a dozen restaurants. Uh-huh. We focused on chains that are available nationwide and that are kind of your standard go-to options. And we compared salads that these restaurants had on their menus against what we classically think of as kind of that unhealthful Big Mac.
Okay.
So we broke it down by calories, fat, saturated fat, cholesterol, and sodium, those bad guys when it comes to our heart health and maintaining healthful weights. And we looked salad versus Big Mac, kind of one for one, and ultimately reviewed over 100 different restaurant salads and came out with this long list ranking kind of a top five to kind of pull us into worst as far as those macronutrients I listed.
Now, let's start here with a baseline. We know the baseline. You say the Big Mac. The Big Mac has 550 calories and has 75 what cholesterol? What's that mean? 75 what?
75 milligrams,
milligrams
is our
okay.
measure of cholesterol. Right. Yeah.
So we have 550 calories, 75 milligrams, which is the standard, which right there, that is not healthy. That's not where you want to be, right?
No, it definitely it takes a chunk out of what the USDA puts as our cholesterol limit. 300 is what you want to stay below. And really, if you're able to consume no cholesterol at all, your body is really going to be grateful for it.
Okay, that's an important point because you're saying that we don't really need to get cholesterol anywhere else. Why is that?
Our liver makes an ample amount of cholesterol to where we don't need any coming in from our diets. And I think a really great reminder is that a fully plant-based food is not going to have any cholesterol at all. So your vegetables, your fruits, your whole grains, legumes, those, if they don't have anything added as far as animal products go, should really register a zero on that cholesterol.
Okay. All right. Here we are at 550 calories for a Big Mac and 75 milligrams of cholesterol. Okay. Oh, my. I have the list here in front of me. Let's start with Applebee's grilled shrimp and spinach salad regular. This is the regular one. How many calories and how much cholesterol?
I know. This one came in pretty high at 1,000 calories. Mm. And 195 milligrams of cholesterol. Really off the chart with sodium.
Oh my, yes. In other words, you could eat two Big Macs and get the same unbenefits from eating that salad, right?
Exactly.
Oh man.
I know.
Now, okay, what is happening? If you dig into this salad, you're going to find lettuce and you're going to find little veggies here and everything. It's going to be a pretty good looking salad. What on earth happened to that salad that make it blow up like that and make it worse than a Big Mac?
I know. It's really going to be those toppings. You take that great healthful base of the lettuce and I think that salad maybe has some carrots and other kind of mixed in vegetables. But then when you bring in that shrimp, which is high in cholesterol, the chicken is going to have a fairly high percentage of its calories coming from fat. And then it also has more of your oil-based creamy dressing and some cheese in it, all of which really up that calorie and cholesterol total.
From the Big Mac, we've gone from $5.50 to $1,000. The next one on the list blew me away. California Pizza Kitchen's Moroccan Spice Chicken Salad, full. I guess that is more than regular. It is the full salad. And how many calories there? And I almost hesitate to let you give this number out over the air. Go ahead.
I know. This one was our highest in calories of all the 100 that we looked at, and it came in at 1,500 calories, which is really kind of most of a daily total. Most people are aiming to get about 1,800, 2,000 calories, depending on their activity level. So that's really kind of eating most of those. Typically, we all go out to eat and still will want to have our breakfast or lunch, or depending on what meal it is. So you're getting that really heavy, calorically dense salad in addition to kind of your meals that have already been put into a day. So that's putting you over and can lead to those health consequences like weight gain and all kinds of things that you don't want.
Yeah, they were just a study just came out that's saying we Americans are continuing to get fatter and obese. And there's one of the reasons. We're eating salads. We're eating salads. So why are we getting fat? It is not the salad that's the problem. It's what we put on the salad. Am I on the right track?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. And then you also have Chili's Quesadilla. I don't even know how to say that. Quesadilla Explosion Salad, 1,430 calories, and cholesterol through the roof. IHOP's Crispy Chicken Cob with grilled chicken and avocado. And all these things sound like they would be so good for you. And they're at 1,350 calories, 1,130 calories with cholesterol. Cholesterol of the chicken one at 590 milligrams. How much cholesterol do we need in a day?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that takes you way off the scale.
So we sit here wondering, why are we so fat and why are our arteries so clogged? Well, duh, it may be the salads we're eating. Now, let's break this down. You mentioned these three things at the very beginning, saturated fat, cholesterol, and sodium. Let's talk saturated fat. In these salads, where is the saturated fat coming from and why isn't it good for us?
In a lot of these restaurant salads, while not listed in the title specifically, most have quite a bit of cheese and then your creamy or the dairy-based dressings. Dairy is notoriously high in saturated fat. And similar to cholesterol, it really is going to be one of those big players that leads to atherosclerosis, which is that hardening of the arteries. Yes. That saturated fat is really going to kind of gum up those arterial walls and lead to inflammation, which over time is really kind of a signature symptom of heart disease. Those slowly closing arterial walls.
Mm-hmm. And you've made the point that cholesterol does not come from plants. Cholesterol comes from animal products. So any salad that contains animal products is going to contain cholesterol. And we're setting up the perfect storm here. We're taking cholesterol and we're dumping it into our bodies along with saturated fat, which is like, along with calcium, is what makes up the plaque that clogs our arteries, right?
Yeah, it kind of leads to that perfect storm when it comes to heart disease risk.
And then we throw in sodium. Why on earth, and I'm looking at the numbers here, 2990, 1380, 2620, 2980, why is there so much sodium in these salads? Is it because the food doesn't have any taste, or are we just used to eating salty food?
It is really that we've just kind of programmed our taste buds to expect that saltiness. And I think when I work with people to reduce their total sodium intake and instead focus on the variety of herbs and spices you can use, people are just so quickly surprised then to go back to that restaurant salad or some of your standard processed foods that you may have been eating to realize just how salty they were.
Yes, I think
we really have to go back to the basics and give our tongues that chance to kind of recognize that things can really taste delicious without being overloaded with salt.
So right off the bat, it sounds like we could begin to get healthier simply by reducing our sodium intake. And I want to mention here that that sodium then completes that perfect storm of saturated fat, cholesterol, and sodium. We have clogging of the arteries with saturated fat and cholesterol along with calcium. And then we add sodium, which increases the amount of water in our blood, which makes our hypertension go up. So now we have clogged arteries and high blood pressure. Bada bing, we are on our way to a heart attack. Am I right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a perfect summary.
All right. We'll take a short break now. When we come back, more with Cameron Wells. She is a registered dietitian and has her master's degree in public health, and she's from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. If these salads are not healthy for us at all, and we've just seen that, what can we do when we make a salad at home or when we go to a restaurant and we want to have a nice meal? What can we do to make these things healthy so that when we can enjoy that meal out there, it's not going to kill us? So stay right where you are.
Did you know that last year in the United States, over 4 billion prescriptions were written? Prescription medications seem to be the most popular treatments these days. But what can we do if we want to limit our exposure to prescription medications? At HeartWise, we recognize the importance of nutrition in treating and prevention of disease. Dr. Hippocrates stated, "Let food be thy medicine." Many evidence-based studies support a whole food, plant-based diet. But how is this achieved in the fast-paced world we live in today? We want to encourage those interested in this type of treatment to watch the documentary film Plant Pure Nation and visit the website plantpurenation.com. This is a great first step towards helping yourself move towards better health and helping make the world a better place. Visit plantpurenation.com to start your journey today. That's plantpurenation.com.
As a medical professional, I've seen thousands of patients who have needed something more than modern medicine could offer. Over the past 20 years in cardiology, I've discovered another method of treatment. Hi, I'm Dr. James Markham, and I'd like to introduce you to Biblical Prescriptions for Life. This is a Bible-based program designed to help you and your loved ones improve your health one step at a time. This evidence-based information focuses on relationships that empower change. Simple steps based on scriptures are presented which will change your entire chemistry. This program focuses on changing the chemistry of the entire body rather than isolated chemical pathways. The program has the potential to eliminate the need for prescription medications and prevent chronic disease. Visit heartwiseministries.org to discover more about Biblical Prescriptions for Life. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. We're here with Cameron Wells from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Their website, by the way, is pcrm.org. They're Washington-based, and their goal is what, Cameron? Why do you guys exist, and what are you trying to prove?
So we really exist to promote preventative medicine. Mm. So we really advocate for diet lifestyle changes so that you're able to prevent and reverse diet-related diseases, like heart disease, which we've kind of honed in on based on the salad report we've been talking about. But yeah, it's just so critical that we all find the ways that we can be living our healthiest, and diet is really integral to maintaining good health.
Now, thank goodness, in this health study that you put out there with these salads, you have four rules here for having healthy salads when you eat out. Now, and how do we make this happen? You go to a restaurant, and the first thing is stick with citrus or vinegar-based dressings. Can you order that at a restaurant?
Often they will have that option. It may not be what has been kind of paired with the salad you're looking at, but that's definitely something I advocate for. Ask your server what your alternative dressing options are.
Okay,
And often if they don't have a specific dressing, they'll usually at least have some sort of balsamic vinegar that you could use on its own, add some salt and pepper, and you get a great, great way to add flavor to your salad without the saturated fat specifically that you get just in boatloads when it comes to those creamy dressings.
And apparently they're more generous than we would need to be. You say that we can also order our salad dressing on the side and simply dip occasionally a little piece of salad into the dressing. That saves us from having that boatload, as you say. Am I right?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. You really save a whole lot as far as saturated fat, total fat, cholesterol by doing that.
Okay.
And again, it kind of goes back to letting your palate decide how much dressing is actually needed there.
And you made the point also that we need to train our palate. Our palates may be lying to us. They may be saying, give us some more salad dressing, give us some more salt. And you're saying that is the sign of an out-of-control palate, right?
Yeah. I think we lose sight that these vegetables and whatever other kind of plant-based toppings may be in that salad, how delicious they are on their own. So I think to get that natural flavor and see where you might want to add as far as dressings and other seasonings first before loading up with that dressing and whatever else may be offered to you.
Okay, rule number two for a healthy salad is say no to cheese. No to cheese? Cut back on cheese? Just use a little bit? You say no? Why?
It really is going to be that automatic saving when it comes to fat, saturated fat, cholesterol, and sodium. Cheese is very high in all of those, guys. So by taking that out automatically, you're really kind of allowing your body to get the benefits of the vegetables, whatever else may be on that salad, without negating those benefits with these unhealthful pieces that often come into play with these restaurant salads.
So does the saturated fat and the cholesterol that is coming in and the salt, do they actually keep the vegetable nutrition from doing their good job in your body? Is that what you're saying?
No, I say that more in the, you're really trying to do this great thing for your body and you're kind of taking this good and bringing it back down to kind of a zero because while you're getting the fiber, you're also then getting the saturated fat. So you're not really maximizing the benefits that you could be seeing if you're really just honing in on those great plant-based picks in the salad.
Well, just one look around at our society today, and we need to be maximizing something other than our calories. We need to be maximizing the benefits of these good foods.
Exactly.
Rule number three, load on as many fruits and veggies as you want. And this is going to surprise people because a lot of people think that to lose weight, you have to cut back. Don't eat that. Measure that out. Have that small portion size. You're saying load up with fruits and vegetables. How does that work?
Yeah, your fruits and veggies are going to be really your nutrient-dense but low-calorie options. And if you've said no to that feta cheese or whatever that may have been on the salad, you really free up room for bringing in the strawberries or whatever other options may be available at the restaurant or if you're at home, putting those on the salad. So you're not only kind of saving calories, you're also bringing in just a whole host of antioxidants, the colorful fruits and vegetables that you can pile on, bring with them, just so many additional benefits. So it's such a win-win.
You make an interesting point here that we need to educate ourselves with the variety and the tremendous variety of food that is available out there that does not include animal parts. And that is, we need to start going into our produce section, and thank goodness our produce sections are growing in this country, and especially the organic sections. We need to start experimenting with some of the cool things. There are all kinds of lettuces. There are all kinds of beets. There are all kinds of anything. We need to just start experimenting and trying, and we're going to find things that we absolutely like. And you mentioned quinoa, and I love quinoa. So I'm glad you put that in there, whole grains like that. These are the things we need to start including in our diet, and we need to start educating ourselves. And that's probably one of the things that you do at Physicians Committee. You try to get people to realize that there's more than just lettuce and tomatoes out there, right?
Yes, I love that point. And it's so much easier, I think, to think in that way, where what can I add to my plate?
Yes.
Well, it's good to say no to cheese. I think it's even better to say yes to that whole list that you went into, the beets, trying new things. I mean, the produce section is just so plentiful. And even at a restaurant where you think you might be limited, if you ask your server what chopped vegetables or what some of your alternate options are, I think more times than not, you'll be surprised to see what's available to you. And so I think it's good to be kind of your own advocate when at a restaurant, and then to be that curious shopper when in the grocery store, pick up a vegetable that you may not have tried and find a recipe and see if you like it.
Yeah, you're not going to lose the weight or reverse disease by thinking about what you should be doing. You need to start doing it. Item number four here, swap bacon for beans as a cholesterol-free protein boost. Swap bacon for beans. Is that an even trade?
Well, yeah, you really just save, again, on the calories, total fat, saturated fat, cholesterol by taking the bacon, or we'll often see just kind of a variety of processed meats that are on salads.
Yeah.
And if you can swap them for beans, you're going to get typically that same amount of protein, but also the fiber and antioxidants that come with that legume family.
Well, I want to make sure I say here that PCRM.org not only has information about this study, but a lot of other studies, and also has a way for you to begin your journey eating differently at home and restaurants. What resources do you have available at PCRM.org that we should know about?
Yes, we have quite a few. We're always putting out fun infographics that really hone in on those vegetables and fruits that you can be integrating into your meals. And we also offer a 21-day kickstart program, is great for people who are wanting to give a plant-based diet a try, or for veterans who just kind of want a kickstart and new menu and recipe ideas. The program goes through 21 days, as mentioned in the title, and sends you a daily email that has a menu, words of encouragement, various fun facts on these great foods that you're integrating into your diet. And so I always welcome everyone to go onto our site and give that a go. It's a free program, and we really just want people to be aware that it's out there and being offered. And it starts on the first of every month. It's a great thing to sign up for.
Well, I am just so glad that PCRM is there. I've talked to many of the people there at PCRM, and these people are dedicated to making the world well through proper nutrition and a number of other programs that they do, trying to get people to realize that we can prevent, and I love that word, reverse many of the diseases that are killing us, like heart disease and diabetes and et cetera, et cetera. We can actually reverse them. We can back out of them. And that, to me, is the most exciting news. Cameron, in the last 30 seconds of our show, any words of encouragement for those who are thinking about doing this and aren't quite sure? What would you tell them?
I would tell them that it really is just so much easier and actually a lot of fun. When you, again, step into your produce section and look for those fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and legumes, there are just so many things that you can be piling onto your plate that are not only delicious, but are going to impart those really wonderful health benefits.
And those health benefits come so quickly. That's what's so amazing. Within days, within weeks, things start to happen inside of you, and they're all good. And I just recommend that you visit PCRM.org, try their 21-day kickstart program, and get busy making yourself and your family healthy. Cameron Wells, master's degree in public health, registered dietitian with PCRM. Thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate your words of wisdom.
Thank you.
And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Cameron Wells, inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Heartwise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. Heartwise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.